This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 8 people were killed by a car bomb in Yemen's southern city of Aden Saturday. The blast was the latest to hit Aden, to the seat of the country's internationally recognized government. The explosion happened close to a security checkpoint outside Aden's international airport in the neighborhood. In the afternoon, they added that at least 11 others were injured, according to the officials who spoke on condition of anonymity. The blast damaged buildings and an internet cafe in the area. Footage circulated online showed ambulances, sirens wailing, rushing to the site. No group claimed responsibility for the attack, and security authorities in Aden said investigations were ongoing. The prime minister called the explosion a terrorist attack. U.S. President Joe Biden says international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program will resume. Biden commented as he and the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain met Saturday in Rome to strategize about getting Iran to return to the talks. The leaders issued a joint warning about provocative steps Iran is taking by continuing to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. Biden is trying to revive a 2015 nuclear deal with Iran to bring it back into compliance with the pact. The deal would have kept Iran at least a year away from the potential to field a nuclear weapon. Leaders of the world's biggest economies were able to tackle climate change on Sunday, the final day of a weekend summit in Rome that is widely expected to set the tone for a major conference on the same issue taking place in Scotland over the next 2 weeks. A group of 20 countries, which represents more than 3/4 of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, are looking for common ground on how to reduce emissions while helping poor countries deal with the impact of rising temperatures. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. and European Union have reached an agreement to settle their diplomatic rift over Trump-era steel and aluminum tariffs. That's according to the White House on Saturday. The Trump administration had placed taxes on EU steel and aluminum in 2018 on the claim that the foreign products produced by American allies were a threat to U.S. national security. Europeans and other allies were outraged by Trump's use of Article 232 to justify the tariffs, leading many to impose counter tariffs on U.S.-made motorcycles, bourbon, peanut butter, and jeans, among other items. Leaders of the world's biggest economies on Saturday endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations, a linchpin of new international tax rules aimed at blunting the edge of fiscal paradises amid skyrocketing profits of some multinational businesses. The move by the Group of 20 summit in Rome was hailed by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen as benefiting American businesses and workers. G20 finance ministers in July had already agreed on a 15% minimum tax. It awaited formal endorsement at the summit Saturday in Rome of the world's economic powerhouses. Yellen predicted in a statement the deal on new international tax rules with a minimum global tax will end the damaging race to the bottom on corporate taxation. More than 160 buildings in a town in northwestern Myanmar, including at least 2 churches, were destroyed by fires caused by shelling by government troops. The destruction of parts of the town in Chin State appeared to be another escalation in the ongoing struggle between Myanmar's military-installed government and forces opposed to it. The army seized power in February from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi, but failed to quell the widespread resistance. A government spokesman denied and called nonsense allegations being reported in the country destroying media, blamed insurgents for instigating the fighting and setting the fires. Human rights groups and UN experts recently warned that the government is planning a major offensive in the country's northwest. Lebanese politicians are in contact with foreign officials to try to resolve a diplomatic now row between Lebanon and Gulf nations led by Saudi Arabia that was triggered by a Lebanese cabinet minister's comments on the war in Yemen. Kuwait and the United Arab Emirates followed the Saudis and Bahrain with punishable measures against Lebanon on Saturday, increasing pressure on the small crisis-hit country. Lebanon's information minister has described the war in Yemen as an aggression by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.